Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Well, this is Thanksgiving Eve. It is November 23rd. And for those of you around the world who do not celebrate Thanksgiving, and there are many that don't, we do here in the United States, and we are thankful for many, many things. And I wanted to share a little different twist on that today because, yes, I'm thankful for my family, for the semi-health that I have. I'm thankful for the friends, and I'm thankful for all the things that I'm able to do. But there's some other things that I wanted to share with you that I was very thankful for. And actually, what I'm thankful for is that I have the answers. That's right. I'm thankful that I have the answers for the problems that are beggaring, or whatever the word is, the world today, and especially the country that I love. I'm going to throw some of those problems, and then I'm going to throw the answers at you. Now, it sounds a little bit weird that I'm thankful for having the answers, but I don't walk around with my head in the clouds wondering, gee, how could we solve this issue? A lot of people do that. A lot of people who are on television or radio or on podcasts such as this or on different particular mass medias or social media, they're wondering, oh, God, how do we solve this issue? Well, you know, in a lot of things, it's just common sense. And so I want to share with those things that I think are just common sense, but things that I see as the answer to the problems. So let's get started, because the first thing I want to look at is what is kind of like enveloping the entire world, and that is the inflation situation. Now, I know a lot of people point their finger at Vladimir Putin, they point their finger at all sorts of different things, but I'm an economist, and the bottom line is that inflation is, as you've heard me say many times in this program, too much money chasing too few goods. So the answer to inflation is very, very simple. You stop printing money. Yes, I know that the electorate out there, and I know people in London and people around the world saying, well, yeah, but we need money. And the politician says, okay, print up the printing press. Let's give it. Let's kick it out. Let's send the money. And oh, by the way, in addition to sending everybody who wants money out there, we don't send any more money to Ukraine. That's right. We don't send those billions of dollars to Ukraine that we end up paying for in the inflationary arena. We'll get more to Ukraine in a second. But if we stop printing money, then all of a sudden we have a situation where Federal Reserve can really slow down those increase in interest rates. We start taking money out of the system and we stop printing the money. And all of a sudden we don't give people money just because they want it. They don't need it, but they want it. They have to adjust the lifestyle. That's the whole situation. So it's very simple in inflation. Stop printing money. Now, the second thing in the inflation arena is energy. All right, once again, oh, it's Putin, he's doing it. No, it's Biden, who the day he came in stopped drilling. He stopped the pipelines. He stopped all the things that made us energy self-sufficient. And we were exporting energy, and I'm going to use that term in its kind of widespread term. But the bottom line is that we should start, and the answer to this is simple, start drilling. Start making the investment in oil and gas. Start the carbon footprint. Now, we could get into the discussion about this theory about global warming. Yes, no, I said that. It's a theory because there are just as many scientists out there that think the whole thing is bogus. And sometime we'll do a program on that. You know, that carbon dioxide that everybody's so afraid of, that, let's see, less than 0.04% that's in the atmosphere. Yes, you heard me right. Less than 0.04%, the carbon dioxide that everybody's so afraid of. Well, I want the continuation, and I want us to continue to drill. And as we continue to drill and make the investments in oil and gas, that will bring the price down. Okay, now, we talked and I brought up Ukraine. One of the things I think that we have to do is, and I have the answer for, is to avoid World War III. Wow, that sounds something, right? Well, Bill, everybody wants to avoid World War III. Of course they do. But the answer is very simple. And I know back in the 50s, they came out with this particular code that said we will never negotiate with Russia. And, well, guess what? We got to sit down and negotiate. We got to tell the Ukrainians, we got to tell Zelensky, you got to go to the table, pal. And Mr. Putin, we will negotiate with you. You see, back in the 60s, the reason we avoided World War III, avoided the Cuban Missile Crisis, got out of it, was because President Kennedy kept the back doors open. He was negotiating continually with Khrushchev. We've shut off that path with Mr. Putin, and Mr. Putin plays us like suckers, and we are. You know, he's not going to lose, folks. I just want to tell you that. For those of you out there who think that Putin is going to lose, he's not. Let's go back in history. Let's think about this. And that's why I'm thoughtful and thankful for the ability to think, to come up with answers. When Hitler invaded Russia, that was basically the end of World War II. It was even before Japan had invaded or had bombed Pearl Harbor. It was in what? I think it was in like July or August of 1941, before December 7th. And that was when Hitler decided to go into Russia. Why do I think and why do I digress to that? Because it was started snowing then. And it was a benefit to the Russians that they were able to utilize. The Nazis, Germany, could not handle the cold weather. Well, guess what, Ukraine? You're not going to be able to handle the cold weather in your battle against Putin. Now, let's step back for a second and be honest about what's going on in Ukraine. It's a surrogate battle for the United States and Great Britain to take on Russia. So we put all our weaponry in there. We put in, and the other day we wanted to go to World War III because there was a thinking that Russia had bombed Poland. Wrong. And so all of a sudden, we need to negotiate. We need to sit at the table. Because guess what? Ukraine, you've got that eastern part of your country, that's Russian. And the Crimea has always been Russia. Well, but maybe the whole deal is that this whole thing is not necessarily about land or national sovereignty. Maybe it's just that it's a cash flow, that it is a money laundering system for a lot of folks in the world, not the least of which the Biden family. But that's another story. So how do we avoid World War III? We sit down like Kennedy did and we negotiate. We talk. We open up the lines. And that's what we do. And then all of a sudden, we also say no more NATO expansion. Would we want to have China or Russia putting troops and putting missiles and everything in Mexico? If Mexico said they were going to be part of the BRICS, I don't think we'd like that. And that's why Moscow didn't like what was going on in Ukraine. Okay, what else can we look at? We can look at crime. How do we solve crime in the United States? Well, if I had my way, I'd reinstitute public hanging. That's right. You know, you pick some guy's pocket, I'm going to hang you or I'm going to shoot you. I want people to get tough on crime. I want criminals to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, that's dangerous. Not only could I go to jail, but I could get shot. That's correct. You do the crime, you're going to do the time, and you're going to be in danger. Make crime pay. We haven't been doing that. We need to do that. And finally, I want to just say about, I'm not dismissing the border. We know what to do with that. We can just go in and toughen it up, build the wall, and start sending our troops down there. Not around the world, but let's go to the border and protect ourselves from the invasion. It's the 2-3 million that's been going on there. That's my idea. That's my thought. That's my answer for that. But finally, I'd like to see some honesty. I'd like to see some legitimacy. I'd like to see a couple people get thrown into jail. That would be Sam Bankman-Fried, or Freed, the guy who absconded with all of that money from the cryptocurrency exchange, and the guy who's now going to be speaking at a New York Times forum. That's great. The guy should be in handcuffs. The guy stole billions of dollars. How about Hunter Biden and his negotiated deals with countries all around the world for dealings to have access to the vice president, who was his father, and now the president? Let's get all that cleaned up, okay? That's the answer that I have to get some legitimacy and some credibility and some respect once again for the United States. Finally, I'd like to throw in maybe my last thing here, and that is what's nearest and dearest to my heart, and that's education. Now, this is going to sound strange, because this is going to sound contrary to what everybody thinks, but I think it was proven in COVID. What we have today across the world, and you will see in the United States, you will see teachers who use their computers, who use their Chromebooks, who use their Google Classrooms to be the teachers. The teaching of this country has deteriorated so badly. The scores that we saw a month or two ago, which have declined so dramatically. And people will say, well, it was because they weren't in the classroom. It was because of COVID. This deterioration has been longer before COVID hit on the downside. And what we saw in COVID was the teachers who, yes, we had online teaching, but now that we've come back in the classroom, I would say that the majority of these teachers are also, once again, even though they're in the classroom, they're using their computers, they're using their televisions, they're using the Google, they're using all this stuff, and they're letting the electronics do the teaching. I'm not dismissing electronics as not an aid to teaching, but when it replaces the teacher, well, that's when things should change. And that's why we're seeing such a deterioration. You see, the solution to these things, whether it's inflation, whether it's World War III, whether it's crime, whether it is education, whether it is putting people in jail, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure all these things out. But I am thankful that I have not been dissuaded in one direction or the other, that I still can think, that I still can come up with the answers. And that's what I'm thankful for on this Thanksgiving of 2022. I want to say, are you freaking serious? And yes, I am. I'm very thankful for being able to continue to think. You should try it sometime. Until next time, I'm Bill Tatro.